AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Congress gives final approval to the coronavirus relief bill, a huge political victory for President Biden.
Massachusetts' Richard Neal and other Democrats passed the $1.9 trillion bill, arguing a key belief that spending big can be a cure, not a curse, and the nation needs massive aid to beat the pandemic.
With this seismic legislation, we are delivering much-needed help and relief to millions of our fellow Americans.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says it's not about relief. It's about ramming through things that have nothing to do with the virus.
It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic.
No Republicans in either the House or Senate backed the measure, which will send direct payments to most Americans starting this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden is expected to sign the bill on Friday. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there could be significant steps toward a return to the pre-pandemic normal even before the country reaches herd immunity.
We anticipate, and again, it's purely a speculation, that the herd immunity level will be about 70 to 85%.
Fauci estimates that that could happen by late summer or early fall. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says only about 10% of the population is fully vaccinated. On a 70-30 vote, the Senate confirms Merrick Garland as Attorney General. Even GOP Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who denied him a chance of being Supreme Court Justice 5 years ago, voted for Garland. Jury selection continues today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, accused in the death of George Floyd after kneeling on the black man's neck for some 9 minutes last May. Two more jurors added today. The state Supreme Court refused to consider Chauvin's appeal of a lower court decision allowing prosecutors to include a third-degree murder charge. A decision on adding that charge will be made tomorrow morning. This is AP News. The government ran up a huge deficit over the first months of the current fiscal year, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Treasury Department reports the federal deficit hit $1.05 trillion for the first 5 months of the budget year. That's October through February. Government spending to cope with the coronavirus pandemic surged at a pace far above an increase in tax revenue. The deficit was 68% larger than the same period last year and easily surpassed the previous five-month high of $652 billion. That was set in 2010 when the government was spending to try to lift the country out of the Great Recession. The Congressional Budget Office has projected the deficit for the full budget year will reach $2.3 trillion. But that does not include the $1.9 trillion COVID relief measure just passed by Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A tourist bus carrying Indonesian junior high school students and their parents plunged into a ravine. At least 26 people are dead, 35 others hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.